I met you 15 years ago. You ain't the same old stupid hoe. You're growing accustomed to my ways. You got me.
I'll start. Your turn. Hello, and welcome to the Dirty Kong Podcast.
You're unbelievable. That's what you're doing. We ask you to do one thing, Paul.
This is why I didn't want him on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't going to have him back on the show because of what he's like.
Yeah. One request. Don't fuck with the intro.
Yeah.
What does he do? He starts fucking, you know, getting his cock out and coughing on it.
I want the one with the cock out.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome to the 16th episode of the Dirty Kong Podcast. Hey. I'm one of your hosts, John Boy, and with me is...
That's...
Yeah.
Yep.
That wasn't the gayest
one
thing
dog basket.
And I'm the J Train. Is that right?
You are.
That is you.
J Train. J Dog. JT. J Duds.
J Big Man.
J Bizzle.
And who are you? Because you're awesome. You're glowing.
Is he been drinking tonight?
I want to get you naked. You don't even understand who you are.
Have you? Yeah. You're not keeping up, are you, mate? Yeah, great. This is our stupid stories episode, and I think Paul's doing quite well.
We the master
already.
Stupid stories with stupid people. Yeah. Hey, Paul, how's your week been?
I've been ale testing this week.
Ale testing.
Bit of Bengal Lancer, and.
Does anybody know what he's talking about?
No.
Just some beers.
Just some British ales.
Yeah.
British ales,
and that was the highlight of your week.
Pretty much. I'm gonna be a dad again.
Well, you are, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And since you just said that, we'll do a shout out to our other friend. Our friend Ben is also up the duff with his lady.
Well, his wife is. He's not.
Not Ben. Not Ben's not up the duff.
So congrats to you, Splits, and congrats to the. Do we know her name on the show?
No. I don't think so.
Our friend Ben and his wife. Congratulations. There we go.
Very diplomatic.
Guess what, guys?
Wow.
The Dirty Kong Podcast has a website.
No.
Woo! Really?
What now?
Get in.
Is it good? Is it good?
It's alright. It's basic, you know.
No, I think it's better than that. Fucking sell it, John. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's the goddamn best website in the fucking world. Splurge, how good is this website?
Oh my god, it's amazing!
Scale 1 to 10, awesome.
20!
Yeah, it is that good. What's it got on it, John? Like,
it's got
an update.
It's got the rundown of each episode, all the basic info. It's got info on the hosts. Very basic at the moment.
Very basic. Yeah.
One-liners.
Did you say hoes then?
Hosts.
There will be some hoes on there for you later.
It's got the raw feeds, so you can go to each episode. It's got a the direct button to iTunes, so you can download off iTunes. It's got a direct feed to our forum, so you can go to our forum. It's basically the home of the Dirty Kong Podcast. So you go there, and you can access everything you want to access.
So, can I sleep there when I don't pay my rent?
Exactly, anybody can.
So one day you might go on there, and I'll be there sleeping in the corner.
Lovely.
Don't wake me. I get very angry.
And also, I think we should... we've got no shame here, and I'm going to say it. We have a donate button.
I've heard about that, because, I mean, you know, the money isn't important to me, but, yeah, I've heard that there's, like, a PayPal button, and, you know, you should really donate.
I think we've already expressed on this show in previous episodes, I know that Splurge has actually given his opinion on... No, I'm not going to play that yet. He's given his opinion on charity. You're very charitable, man, aren't you, Splurge?
I'm all for charity.
And you donate to the Dirty Kong Podcast, won't you?
I'll try.
Not semen. Right, last one.
I'll try.
Yeah.
You'll try. That's a fucking cop out, isn't
it? As long as it's not Red Nose Day, I think, you know.
Excuse me.
Jesus Christ. What are
so,
we
yeah,
hey,
my chair's gotten high.
If you want to donate to the show, that'd be great. You know, we're not gonna plug it too often, but every now and again, when we're feeling a bit, you know, strapped for cash, we're gonna flag that up. But yeah, so that's www.dirtykong.co.uk. That's our website, guys.
Nice. Very
so
good.
Visit it now.
Check it out.
Yes. Okay. What else are we gonna talk about?
You tell us, John. Lay it down on me. Come
so
on,
if
baby.
You ever notice, right, I know Osama bin Laden's dead now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got Osama.
Yeah.
And what is the American president's name?
Obama.
Obama.
It's like
Osama,
the same.
Obama. Has nobody made this connection yet? Come on.
So, what, are you trying to sound with, like, brothers?
Are you saying Osama is Obama? It's just had a shave and then... Has
no,
to become president.
No, Paul's onto
hair.
Something.
Because you never saw Osama without his turban on and without a beard. I'm telling you.
Stop yeah. pointing at me like that's illustrated something.
I'm not pointing you with my finger neither. Look at it! Stare at it!
I don't want to, man.
So just,
that's also small and pink.
I love some of the coverage you see in some papers about Bin Laden. Like the Sun ran the other day, bin bagged.
Really?
Like
awesome.
The day after they got him, he was like, bin bagged. Yeah,
wow.
Fucking brilliant.
Why, did they put him in a bin bag?
Did they put him in a bin bag?
Yes, that's Paul. Exactly how Splurge. They deal with high-class terrorists. You know,
yeah, but
they've
did
just
they drop
executed.
His corpse in the sea?
We've discussed this on the show. Did you not listen last week?
It's not on.
It's not out yet.
Episode 15.
It's not out yet. I apologise for that, listeners. No, it's not out. It's running late.
You?
Lame.
Sorry.
I apologise to the listeners. Fuck listeners.
Apologise
to me.
How many pros did you want to put on that word, Paul? Listeners.
But yes, they have thrown him in the sea. That's great.
Hi, listeners.
I... fucking fag. Does anybody else want to see...
Effing Saget.
Does anybody else want to see the picture, though? The aftermath of him getting...
The bullet
hole in
his... Well, something you need to, really. Because it's one thing to say, yeah, we chucked him in the sea.
Yeah, but
we want to see him dead.
I was saying to JT earlier, the reason why they won't show you the picture, they're saying that they put a bullet in his head. I don't think they just put a bullet in his head.
What do you think they put a
hamster in there, too.
Yeah.
what do you think happened? But I'm interested to know.
You think about a group of US Marines, find him in Rome.
Yeah.
In Rome. It was in Rome.
And they managed to hit him with one shot. Not your American soldiers.
No.
Sorry.
In a room. Him and his wife, apparently, unarmed. They're just going to fucking mutilate.
They shot a woman.
Yeah,
apparently
she rushed him.
He put her in front of her. Apparently, it was a shield.
People have just got no
but
decency.
Weren't the CIA watching that house? I heard in the paper it was.
Yeah, they were.
It
yeah.
was since last August they'd been watching him.
Yeah, because of a phone call.
Yeah,
it was like a phone call asking for money because like Al Qaeda like really low on money and stuff. So they say that you know they're gonna like you know. Get retribution for killing their prophet, but they've got no fucking money to do it with. So you know, unless they're gonna chuck bags of sand at us or something, then you know, that's probably all they're gonna do.
From B&Q.
Yeah, you know, all like just like flinging camel shit at us. You know, they're all out of options, aren't they?
Nuclear goat.
Yeah, just leave one out in the sun for a bit too long, and just lob at us. Here, your smelly gods.
With new bacterial warfare nicking all your domestos.
Are there many Al Qaeda in Russia?
I don't know, there's probably a few. Russia is like a land of terrorists, isn't it? So there's going to be a couple.
Because I'm a very funny man.
Well, you say that.
I actually have sorry, do you want to smell that? Do you want to smell mine? Beef stock.
They're smelling each other's fingers.
Smell mine?
Go on, smell again.
Oh, do you know what mine smells, Mark? Mine smells like, shut the fuck up and let's go on with the podcast.
I'm going to piss in my hands and toss in your face.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
What were you about to say?
I have a Polish friend at work.
Oh, Christ.
And he was telling me about when he was in Poland, he used to go on trips to Russia. And he turned to me and said...
This is going to be his whole thing, isn't it?
Well, no, he just turned to me and said, When we go to Russia,
brilliant.
We take two cars. I says, why do you need two cars? He goes, one gets stolen.
That's awesome.
So there's a decoy car.
They have to take a decoy car.
Decoy
Corp.
Decoy Corp.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Can I have a number 39?
Is that a decoy car?
I think that's possibly the most interesting you've said thus far on the podcast.
What, about the Polish?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Do you like them?
Yeah, very nice.
£6.
£6, that's a bargain. Where's that from?
Tesco's.
Tesco's.
Can I buy you some Tesco's?
No. Tesco's do clothes.
Advertising, sorry.
Well, hopefully, well, if they give us money. As I said, there's a donate button now on the...
Donate Tesco's, you bastard.
Yeah, yeah. That'll encourage him. Call them bastards.
You want people to give you monetary support? Insult them.
Insult them.
Scientologists.
Lazy, skinny bastards.
Please send us some money.
Is that your donate button?
That's going to be... Yeah, every time you donate, you get that.
Lazy, skinny bastards.
Why did I say
that? I don't know why he said that.
Hmm.
You say silly things when you're angry. Stupid things. Anyway.
You're angry a lot then, aren't you?
Are you angry or just taking a shit?
I was taking a shit. Don't tell John.
What are you picking your ass for now?
I don't know, I've got a spot.
Don't pick your ass.
This is the studio. You don't do this sort of thing in the studio.
The thing is, he's picked his ass now with his fingers. What's he going to do with his fingers now? He's just going to have to like hover his hand because he can't touch anything in the studio.
Fucking get it away from me. You're in your shitty
fingers.
Smelly
fingers.
With your brown finger. You smelly bastard.
What are you
shit
ash. You've been working hard?
Yep, working hard.
You don't work that hard though, do you? You piss about a lot, don't you?
Well, you totally bounced into a corner here, man.
It's not.
Is your boss gonna listen to this?
With the recession on, it's not that busy, and business is hard. Redundancies are being made, and
somehow you survived the cut.
I'm still there.
That says a lot about the business, doesn't
just,
it?
Just
by the skin of his teeth.
Just by the skin of his teeth.
Sorry, but you pretty much were the charity case, weren't you?
Aww.
We like you. We don't want to make you go. Sort your shit out.
You know what my boss actually said then?
Wasn't he like, if there was going to be one more cut, you would have been the one? That's all I heard.
He put me in an interview, and I said I used to be in sales, and then they were struggling for staff in the warehouse. And so they put me down there, and they kept me down there. And I said, but I wanted to come back up in sales, and... They never got round to it. And he told anyone, they didn't put you back in sales because you're shit.
Wow. That's awesome.
So you're in the warehouse now?
No.
Oh, you're back in sales?
I think we should explain now, if we're going to get into this a bit more, that you work at how would you describe where you work? Because I don't even know what it is really. Is it electronics?
In a really layman's term, an electrical shop.
It's a supplier for companies and businesses.
It's a supplier of electricians. We supply electricians.
It's a trade warehouse for electronics or electrical equipment, yeah.
But it's more the industrial stuff.
Like trade.
Yeah.
But you could name that light bulb, couldn't you? Like, code for it.
Yes.
What is that light bulb?
That's an... Do you want us to do it part code?
Yeah.
Please.
NLCFE12. Do you push in and twist it, or do you screw it?
I think it's push and twist.
BC then.
That's pretty clever.
Nice, yeah.
That's like the cleverest thing a dumb person has ever said before.
I could never forget the time it was like the cinema and you just...
There you go.
I was on about the cinema when he did that. He walked past and every light and every fitting exit sign and all that to the hand dryer. Oh, this is an L. I went up to him once with a code from a hand dryer. I cannot remember what it was now. It was like NLHA something or
whatever. NLAH9D.
Yeah, there we go.
What? Oh, man.
I went up to him. I said, what's this? And he goes, oh, it's an automatic hand dryer. I just split the V's at him and walk off.
What is the code for the emergency exit sign on a door?
Emergency exit. NLESPBENN.
He's like Rain Man.
That's, yeah, man.
Gotta leave the warehouse. Gotta leave the warehouse.
I'm always impressed by that.
That is, yeah, that is fairly impressive.
Toffee Dodger. It sounds. Do you know what this biscuit sounds like?
I love one.
A homophobic person.
Toffee Dodger. You Toffee Dodger. That thing's savage. So what's a Jammy Dodger?
I got an email for a young lady.
Young
on, guys.
How young?
Old enough.
Is she fit?
She's a lovely, attractive lady. I don't want to be too mean because I'm going to go on to something here. Amy Bibliff? Is that her name?
I think so.
Sorry about this, Amy, but we don't know how to pronounce your last name. She's a makeup artist.
Is she?
Yes, and she does... She has a website and she does online blogging for tutorials and makeup. And she's also... apparently, she's heading a online competition for makeup artists for, you know, movies and things like that. And I'm not sure what the competition is, but I've been in correspondence with this young lady and she says that she's interested in doing an interview on the show. If we a horror theme show in the, you know, foreseeable future, that she's going to come on and talk about it. Obviously, she'll big our show up and we'll big up the competition for her.
Yeah,
so that's something that's going to come up in the future.
She's local, though.
No, not really.
Not really.
But she's going to Skype and we'll Skype back.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, she's not going to come around?
No, she's going to be over the phone, mate.
Oh, that's shit, man.
I didn't think her in this room would mix. There's dirty underwear. I think would. And
yeah, because I like women too much. I'm like a young kid with a gerbil.
She'll be listening to this, Jay.
Yeah, you are, mate. when you squeeze them and their eyes start to bulge. Yeah, that's what I'm like with women. I don't mix well.
So yeah, Amy Bibliff, she's search her on MySpace and or YouTube, and you can find her videos there. Yeah, this is our stupid story.
It is
episode. So let's crack on into this.
Wife snares paedophile husband.
So it's like you have to really pick your moments for porn.
I've got a massive cock.
It's all a different kind of porn.
Yeah.
Down the pervy sexual route.
It's everywhere.
I think it's probably one of the most retarded toys I've ever invented.
The little men were talking to me in Sam, yeah, right?
So I had a suppository when I was a little kid.
They offer sex offences against girls.
Welcome to the Dirty Tongue Podcast. Transform and ensure it.
Hello, we're back.
We're back.
My back.
Back to do the stupid stories episode. Aren't we, Paul?
No.
Splurge.
I heard that you had a stupid story.
Oh, I've got a stupid story.
Do you want to start us off then?
Okay.
Said you've got plenty of it.
I've only got two.
Bollocks.
Let's get
you
to
got
it.
More than that, haven't you?
No, I've only got two.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh. I didn't get the best paper at.
Okay then.
Okay. I was probably about 12, 13.
Okay.
And was walking back from a friend's house through the park. And you know the big long metal slides you get?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really big long ones. Really big and long.
It's just what the guy said to you in the park.
Yeah. Hey, awesome.
And you slide on it.
Really big, really long.
Wow.
And then a slight noise of... Sorry, you're eating a toffee dodger. Anyway, now there was a group of lads at the top of the slide, and I knew one of them, and they were going down the slide on a skateboard. You know the old-fashioned skateboard? The 80s ones. We've got the fucking... fluorescent tops and sides and bottoms.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
So anyway, they were going down it, and they said, do I want to go? So obviously I went on it, went zooming, fucking down this slide, and I had my thumb, accidentally, somehow underneath the skateboard, and come off the end, and it was just like this, bang, and my thumb was in half.
Oh!
Nice.
Like, not, what's that way? Horizontal.
Horizontal.
No, not horizontal. Vertically.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Vertically splitting off.
Oh,
and it wasn't bleeding. It was gluing. It was pussing. And my friend had to carry me home. And I collapsed and vomited everywhere.
Nice. Mm. You had to be carried home because you split your thumb.
Yeah. And he knows
who
he is.
Big girl.
He knows who he is. So.
I bet he does.
Thanks, man.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I know who he's talking about.
Nice.
Other story, and Fun Dog here was with this story.
I was with the story.
You're in the story.
I'm in the story.
Well, I only have to say, I have to say two things to you, Dave. Yeah. You know what the silly story is? Six pan.
Right. Me and John Boy are left in the dark, so.
Yeah. But I bought, just quickly, okay. I bought £6 worth of munchies. I was abbreviating them with my fingers.
Hold on, mate.
And obviously, we had a smoke. and I ate all this £6 worth of munchies in a rapid succession. And
we talked like sweets and stuff.
Yeah,
chocolate, yeah, like biscuits, cake,
pink and whites,
fizzy cola bottles, yeah, like you know everything, a complete mixture.
I just threw it all up.
Nice.
Yeah, but the thing was, she was asleep first. You woke up, chucked it up everywhere, and what did you say?
£6.
We're about to sleep. But nothing beats the time you went to sleep in a wheelchair.
I did a fantastic Stephen Hawking impression.
But I mean, I've got like a similar story. You know, it's not that stupid. But I was having a smoke, and I get a craving for like kebabs when I've had a smoke. I fucking love them. But the thing is that I was like really thirsty, but you know, I didn't have anything to drink, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just have this kebab. And so I was eating this kebab, you know, after I had a smoke, and I was like, oh, I need to throw up now, I was whiting out, kind of shit. And but because I was so thirsty and there was like no fluid in my body, kind of thing, as I threw up this kebab, it was like there was like no water, it was like a fucking turd, man. Laid it out. It was like a fucking turd, man. So it had shape. It was like a log. And it's like, but I was really panicking because I was throwing it up. Obviously, it's like I couldn't breathe. It was taking ages for me to like, you know, lay this out, kind of thing. And so I was like, and I was panicking. And I was like, fuck, I'm gonna choke on this fucking kebab.
It's like a fucking bird regurgitating for his kids.
Yeah, and it was just. And eventually, so I was like really forcing it out, like you would a shit. I was having to force this like log out of kebab. Oh. And then I just looked at it and I don't know, it made me pass out or something. And I woke up in the morning and it was still there, but it kind of just like melted a bit into my carpet. And the smell.
I thought you were doing it in the toilet.
No, man, no. No, I was just like, I was just in my room. I was just like, I think my parents were in, so I was like, there's no way I'm going to the loo. Yeah. You know, the toilets and throwing up, I'll do it in my room and shit. I didn't really think about it, it was high.
Nice.
And it kind of melted by the morning and the room stank like, I don't know, lots of things had died. And it was horrendous. Man.
That's a lot of thrown up stories.
Yeah. Well, that's all I've got, so don't worry.
Oh, that's all right.
I've not got a thrown up story. I was going to tell these stories last week because it happened at the moon.
Right.
But I thought they'll fit really well in the retarded story. You know, I've always told you I passed out on the bench outside the moon, but somebody beat me the last week. I walk in the toilets and there's a bloke there going, "Hey, look in there," because you turn around, there's a cubicle, and the door's open, and there's a guy there sat with his pants and trousers around his ankles,
nice. His head is buried in his chest like that. And he's just gone to sleep taking a shit.
Had he done the shit?
Man.
I don't know. I just popped my head in and went, and then turned around. But the thing was, they could have charged admission because everybody was coming in. They was like, look round that corner.
Yeah.
I go back out, I'm on the dance floor, I'm watching the band. My mate Danny comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I've just been in the bog." And I'm like, "Yeah." And there's a guy on the toilet passed out. And he says, "Yeah." And everybody's How did you know? And the retarded thing I did, which I didn't realise I did, was I apparently set my hair a little bit on fire. Smoking a cigar.
Yeah, you did.
But
tell
it
me
might
about
have
that.
Been cooking when I went back, because I've done that before, with the old explosion of gas in the feet. But yeah, I woke up in the morning and I had like singed curls at the front and little bits of ash on my forehead.
Nightmare.
I was like, yeah. Beautiful. I'm a tard.
You're a bit of a tard.
Who's going next? Have you got a story for us, John Boy?
I've got a news story.
New story? I thought we was doing our stories.
I haven't got any though, so I had to get a new story.
You haven't got any?
No.
Not yourself?
What? You see that?
You haven't got any silly stories?
Not really.
What about that time when you went on the skateboard?
Yeah, but it's not that silly. It was just painful. I come for the pain episode.
I can't really say because I wasn't there.
But I think you've got a more retarded story anyway, with your first ever expensive pair of trainers.
Oh, fuck yeah. When I kick the snail?
Yeah. I've just got to salt this now and say, this is going to be a poor, heavy show, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
On we go.
I've not done too much daft stuff. I've been nearly ran over a lot from being stupid, but they don't really translate as good stories.
I think everybody wants to know about these trainers.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Trainers. I'm trying to think. About 50.
No, they're about 80 quid. They're 80 quid trainers. Nike cross trainers when they first come out.
That's it, yeah.
Wow. And you'd had them for like a week. And you were loving them. You were like, "Oh, look at my trainers!
Can you see my trainers?"
They're not Gola.
They're down there by my feet.
No. They're not Gola this time.
I remember them now.
No high techs.
No high techs.
Black silvery type.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Anyway.
And I picked up this snail and threatened to kick it at this girl that we knew. And instead I just booted it over Rolls Royce. I'm sure everyone knows.
Over a wall. Yeah.
Over a wall.
Over a big wall. Yeah.
And I booted this snail. I watched this snail fucking rocket through the sky. And then just behind it was my trainer.
Oh no.
Oh, it's a secure complex, isn't it? So there's barbed wire on top of the walls.
Guards on every entrance. Guards on every entrance.
Yeah.
So was that it? You lost it.
Yeah, it was fucked. It was gone.
Oh, but they've just knocked it down. Why didn't you go and have a look, see if it's still there?
Yeah. Still. And I've done the same thing.
I bet you didn't keep
again.
The other one though, did you?
I've done it again.
You've done it again?
I've done it before, yeah.
Yeah, because most people learn from our mistakes, but
I was outside work.
Repeats them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for repeat my accidents.
Cool.
I was outside work when it and we had that heavy snowfall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I fucking booted a snowball. The snowball went up into the air and there's my trainer.
Do you know how to tie a lace?
And it went up onto work's roof and luckily it was on a Saturday. And I had to stand on the forks of the food truck.
Oh, wow.
And they had to lift me up. Fucking hell, it was scary.
Shit, yeah, mate. So you went and got it off the roof?
I had to get my
while
trainer
it had
off
been snowing?
Roof. Yeah.
It was fucking scary. That is like the dumb. That's dumber than like losing the shoe. Fetching a fucking shoe off a roof while it's been snowing.
Via forklift.
That's just got bad written all over it. I'd be like, that's gone.
No. I tie my shoelaces now. I know how to.
You mean you Velcro in real tight?
I'm like wrong with Velcro.
Yeah, you haven't learned how to tie your shoelaces, have you? You just Velcro real tight.
What's your story, John?
Oh, thanks. thanks, mate. Yeah, I'll do this story. Police inadvertently shoot dog attack victim. Okay.
A German dog attack victim.
The victim. The dog.
Right. Okay.
This is great. A German woman who has escaped without serious injury from a dog attack was accidentally shot by police while she hid from the animal behind a door, police said on Wednesday. Okay, so police in Berlin shot the dog dead, but a stray bullet went through the door behind which the woman was cowering, striking her in the arm. The woman was not seriously injured. She had gone to visit neighbours at their apartment on Tuesday evening. When their 2-year-old dog, and I love this name, Carlito.
Carlito, he did Carlito. His own way.
A police officer was also grazed in the throat by a ricocheting bullet, so they shot themselves.
Jesus Christ. Are these guys like fucking just wielding like oozes? Just like, yeehaw, we going to kill some bad guys.
I just imagine he's like, bullets going everywhere.
all these people living in a metal house. It's just like every bullet is just like ricocheting back.
But this is great because police are investigating possible charges of negligence. No shit.
Well, yeah, they just shot someone. I mean,
but against both the dog's owners and the police officers who fired the shots. So that was just a debacle there. Of stupidity.
No.
Over a dog. But they just get like Caesar Milan in.
Well, she was bitten in the arm by the dog.
Oh yeah, Caesar. Yeah.
She was being attacked and the dog was biting her arm. The police were called.
And they shot at it.
They shot at it, killed it.
While she's running around with this dog hanging off.
Stray bullet went through the door, hit her in the arm, and stray bullets ricocheted and hit another police officer. I bet he felt like a twat, didn't he?
You don't hear that over here, do you? Like, you hear a lot about dogs mauling people. The cops don't just come and shoot the fucker.
No. You know, it's all the RSPCA would just get all sand in the vagina over that, wouldn't they? It's like they'd have to have, like, a fucking dog handler come along and, like, shoot it with a tranquilizer gun. It's fucking not stop fanning around. Just get a bomb, just stick it up its arse, fucking blow the fucker off.
Those bomb dogs.
Bomb dogs, yeah.
I love bomb dogs. Awesome.
I like to bomb dogs. I mean,
bomb don't you? Sorry.
Anyway, moving on. Jay, you got a story over there, mate?
When I was younger, I was on the beach and shit.
Shitting yourself again,
were you? No. Well, I was with my family. I wasn't like, I didn't just like go to the beach on my own when I was 7. And so I was walking along and I saw this like weird thing. I don't know what it was. Okay. It was like water in a bag. I was like, what the fuck is this all about? So I picked it up. Go over to mum and dad. What's this? Like, it's a jellyfish. I'm like, but and
what flavour is
it? You know, it's like, what does jellyfish mean to a kid? Jelly is awesome and fish are awesome. So I was like, oh, awesome, it's a jellyfish. and I just like put it on my sister.
Was it a box jellyfish?
Huh?
It wasn't like a...
No, it wouldn't be box, would it? It be just standard common European jellyfish.
Yeah, yeah. But it was stinger. It stung. But it's like, it was really dumb because, you know, it's like when you tell a kid, it's like telling a dog, like, don't chew the couch, yeah? The dog doesn't know, like, that the couch is the wrong thing to chew. It doesn't understand couch. And that's the same with me when I was, like, younger. I didn't know that a jellyfish was bad. I heard jellyfish, jelly's awesome, fish are awesome. As far as I'm concerned, this weird wobbly thing is really kind of awesome.
So what? Not so one plus one makes two, which is awesome.
So that's not a better thing to do than chuck it on your sister.
Yeah, so I just put it on. I just placed it on a leg.
What else can you do?
It's on the fuck out of her.
Did it not sting you?
Huh?
Did it not sting?
That's a weird thing. Is I picked this thing up and I was like, you know, I was like looking at it and stuff.
I thought you were juggling it.
Yeah,
and I think it's only the bottom.
That's it, yeah. Oh, yeah, like the weird hand bit, is that's all good. It's just the weird tentacly bit.
You've been stung by a jellyfish.
I've been fucking raped by a jellyfish. Not stung.
Raped?
Yeah. I've still got the scars on my arm. Just,
oh, yeah.
So were you just swimming along in the ocean and didn't notice? And
it got my arm, and then as I tried to get out of the sea, it got my stomach. And it hurt.
Yeah.
So bad. Yeah, and obviously we went to the pharmacy in fucking Ibiza. And they're all Spanish, with glasses and fucking moustaches. Obviously we're doing that face, but...
Yeah.
And obviously my granddad slammed my arm on the table and said, jellyfish, jellyfish. And he goes, oh,
no,
see, see. And he goes in the back and brings out this big fucking...
vial of piss.
What's the brand? Well, yeah, it was ammonia. And obviously he just slams it in front of me and then pops the cork out. And my eyes, I couldn't see. It fucking stung my eyes.
Is that why you wear glasses now?
Yeah, probably.
He's in the back filling it up. Hey.
I got some ammonia for you.
He's silly English, man.
I don't know why he's Mexican.
Japanese again.
Just Spanish.
Just Spanish. No.
Here he goes.
Amonionos.
He's off.
Amonionos dondos.
Did they tell you what jellyfish was in Spanish?
Yeah.
Huh? Did they tell you what jellyfish is in Spanish?
Fish jellio.
That's retarded.
Japanese again.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
That's where Japanese people come from, though, isn't it?
I've been trying to learn like silly bits of Japanese.
I have a listener email.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yes, I do indeed. I haven't read it, so it's going to be appallingly badly read by me.
Right, again.
You going to say who it's from?
Fucking
Jesus. I can't read on the fucking
This is from Andy.
Hey, up, Andy!
Hi, mate.
How you doing, mate?
And it reads as follows. Sup, Kong? Which I like.
Sup.
Odd story of stupidity of a camping piss-up gone wild with double exclamation marks there at the end.
Wow. Yeah. This must be awesome, then.
All started on a camping trip when we tend to do as an Easter tradition. Gathering in a field, light a bonfire, get on our boats and shit out, and paddle about on the...
lake?
Water? On the River Soar, and drink the night away. Sorry. But anyway, we had a long day of 24-hour boozing and paddling away. This sounds like a holiday you'd love, man.
Yeah, definitely.
When one of our motorised boats broke down. Oh no! So we thought best to call it a day and light out bonfire with some sausages and shit thrown on. After a few hours of attempting to ramirez our bonfire with some wet matches and wood, with some extra good knows what thrown on, we started to get impatient. And decided to find a new method of getting the fire started, which is where the trouble's going to begin.
Oh no.
Being the wise asses that we are, we decided to use the fuel from the earlier broken down motorboat to get the fire started. I cannot see where this is going to go wrong. Bad idea from the start. Myself and my girlfriend were sat on a camp chair a few feet away from the fire. Refusing to move, I sat comfortably as our attempts to light the fire failed again and again, until fuel was added to the equation. There was a huge eruption of fire which literally blew me back off my chair as I winced from the heat, singeing all the hair off my left leg. Fun times. Yours faithfully, Andy.
Awesome. Well done, Andy.
Yes. Well done, mate. That sounds,
to be honest,
that's exactly what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
I would have done the same thing.
You do, don't you? You're always told, don't put this and that on fire, but when you want a fire, you can't have one.
Next time you go
think,
camping...
What's the most dangerous, flammable thing I can get hold of?
I've got some advice here from the splurge.
Advice corner from Splurge. Next time you go camping, Andy, get out some fucking old socks, some big branches, wrap them fucking socks.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Wrap them socks at the end of that stick. Soak your fucking petrol in that and light it.
That was a good
and
tip.
Walk around the camp like walk a god.
Fucking, yeah, big ass fucking.
And if you want,
and make sure you take your top off and you're like, and you're all manly about it and shit, and just like run around and scream at people.
Slap some mud on you and just.
And that way, you never will look like a retard.
Yeah, and stand on like the top of your tent and just go.
We all did that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did. Yeah. That was awesome. That shit lit the campfire, didn't it?
Yeah, man.
I mean, I was expecting this like little piss ass flame that kind of just like, you know, just shot out a little bit of light.
That story
fucking lit it, and it was like, it's like fucking daytime again. It was like a sunset.
Yeah, just don't wander off into the woods with it because it doesn't stay on fire for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you have to go home and it's dark, and that's scary. When. Big men turn into little frightened girls,
and you nearly fall off a cliff.
Yeah. Oh shit! That was that was the same one when I had to fucking Indiana Jones up, didn't I?
When I was your knife
with my knife, yeah. Because what it was, we was on this camp trip, and it wasn't that stupid, but yeah, it was kind of. And basically, it was just like it was in like a gorge. Well, not a gorge. That's like really big. In what's it called?
Valley area.
You know, it's like a small valley kind of bit. Anyway, so I was in this water, and the rest of the guys were already at the top of this verge. This I don't even know how to describe
it's
like
really
that.
Really steep.
Call it
bank.
Yeah, bank.
Yeah, that's
it. Bank.
Yeah, it's like a.
They were at the top of the bank.
They were at the top of the bank. Thank you very much. And so I was like, shit, I'm gonna have to climb up because you know I'm gonna lose them. So so I was climbing up. It's getting really steep, and it had been raining, so it was slippy and stuff. And I was almost at the top, and then all of a sudden my footing goes, and I was like, "Oh shit! I already know what you know. I know what's coming."
You know where you end up.
And I was like, really high up. I mean, it was probably only about 20-25 meters,
yeah.
But maybe not even that. But when you look down, it's like you may as well be like from the moon down to the earth kind of thing. I was like, "This is gonna hurt so bad," but like really instinctively. Fucking reached into my thanks for ruining everything, Paul. Reached into my pocket by telling everyone what fucking happened. Yeah, I got well. As you can tell, listeners, I got my knife out
and started
like ramming it into the ground, like trying to like reach for like a trying to find like a rock or a buried root or something. And I was like, and I was really picking up speed, like zooming down this embankment, and all of a sudden, boom! Fucking hits this root.
Yeah.
And I fucking like, and I really rip into it, man. And I was like,
this like epic film.
It was like, yeah, it was like part of a movie, man. You know, it's like
you split the mountain in half.
Yeah, I was like, whoa! I wanted to like take off.
You may win this fight, but I will damage you.
But yeah, and that was really cool. Like, it was like you ever seen what's that film?
I know which one you're on about as well.
The ice one.
Vertical limit,
yeah. And they're sliding off the edge, and he's got like that ice axe thing.
Yeah.
He's fucking frantically going at the ice and stuff. That's what it was like. Yeah, it is a shit film, but that's the example.
But to do it in real life, that's just awesome.
Yeah,
did that happen when I was in the tent being raped? Because I went to sleep, didn't I, when we first got there?
Yeah, you
I
did.
Just went
yeah,
to sleep.
I've got.
Oh. I was gonna say just while Chris the fire thing just reminded me of a couple of stupid incidents my dad showed me. Of course, me and my dad are a bit pyros. You're a big pyro too,
big
aren't you?
Big pyro, love it, yeah.
Yeah, what about you? Pyro?
I can be a wanker. Bit of an arsonist.
Pyro?
Arsonist.
I remember setting light to a
was
tree
a
in the middle of a square when I was about 7 or 8. Literally, just like lit the grass around the tree and then the tree starts burning.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
We best fucking leave. The thing was, it was on my street, because you know how there's like the square at the bottom of the Glossop Street?
Yeah.
Well, it was there. And I could only go up the road to home. So I was like, keep away from the fire. But that wasn't it. My dad once failed to get a firework to, well, twice. But the first one, it wouldn't light. It was like a Roman candle. And he just chucks it straight in the bonfire. I was like, you fucking
what?
Dick. But he gets his comeuppance, because he's walking past the bonfire and no word of a lie. Boo! Shoots out. And I've never seen my dad jump so high. And this ball of pink flame just hits the fence. And it's like, hits it. It starts burning a little bit before it fizzles out.
Yeah.
And I've just never seen it. Thanks for farting in my face. But he's also split a Roman candle in half and lit it in the middle.
No and way. Does that work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because all the brimstone or the gunpowder, whatever is in there.
Yeah.
And, we don't recommend that.
That went in the house and burnt the carpet.
Nice.
Wicked.
So my dad is a twat when it comes to Roman candles.
And pyrotechnics.
We've had history with fireworks, though, haven't we?
Yeah, wasn't it Paul that set it too far into the ground?
Well, no.
No,
it was
me. We buried a firework.
Oh, yeah, me and you, yeah. But that's another story. We was just around, where was we, at Ben's?
Yes.
We was at Ben's house. And,
you lit three rockets.
And we're just like, we've got these three rockets, yeah, because it's like, you know, we're just being all responsible at the start of the night, you know, one rocket
as
at a time,
yeah.
20 steps back, you know, from a safe distance, light it, woo, that's nice. And then we're like, oh, that was cool, we'll put two in there. So we put two in, boom, boom, ooh, that's kind of cool. And then we're like, right, okay, let's start getting three in. And so we was like jamming these rockets in, into the ground. We lit them all pretty much the same time. And we, you know, get to a safe distance. One goes off. Two goes off. One just fucking jams in the ground. And it's like everyone's really silent. And then we just hear Splurge go, "Oh shit!" And then it just goes boom, like right in front of us. And seriously, that fucking, like, all these crazy ass fucking coloured sparks were just showering us.
I just remember a mad dash to get into the house, or around the back of the other side of the house, and we were stamping on each other and pissing each other in the face.
And then afterwards, like, splurge again, just does this like really nervous laugh, like, "Ah, that was funny, wasn't it, guys?" And it was like, "Oh man, that was really funny."
But Ben's garden isn't very big, so we were literally really close.
Yeah,
to that,
we was really close in.
Too close.
That was a stretch, not rape.
I have another listener email here from your cousin, Paul.
From our Sean.
From
your bar, Sean. Just let you know, Sean, I've got another mangina coming for you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's something to look forward to.
Is it Mom Lord 1?
Yeah, Mom Lord.
Yeah.
Mom Lord loves
she
you.
She likes your mangina and your legs.
She's hope she hears listening.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, this is his story. When I was young... Sorry.
Clear your throat and start talking, mate.
When I was a young, shifty teen... our PC was in the front room. I used to stay up late to download porn and burn it to a disc so I could watch it on my DVD player in my room.
Oh, I never did that.
Makes sense.
Never did that.
No, I didn't either. I was a Christian boy.
But then I left one of the discs in the player when I went to uni. A few months later, my parents borrowed my DVD player. And when they turned it on, they were presented with a bit of interracial loving.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So I knew what discs were on them, and I put them in little asterisks on all of... Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew what was on the discs, and I put little asterisks on all of the ones that had porn on. They saw this mark, went into my room, and found about 60 other discs.
Ah, brilliant.
They ripped the shit out of me about that to this day.
Wow. Oh, God. That's awesome.
My mate's got a better one than that. No, it was talking about him, Soggy D.
Soggy D.
He once went into Cash Generator with his DVD player. Everybody knows where this is going already.
Yeah.
Cash Generator is for people.
It's a, when you go in, it's like a
porn shop.
It's like a porn shop, only you don't have the option to buy a bat now, do you? You go in, you sell your shit, they'll buy pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Bikes, CDs, DVDs,
yeah, everything.
Polish people, whores.
Yeah. A robber's fucking cavern, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And he goes in with his DVD player, and like they tell him how much he's going to get and everything for it. And their protocol is, check it first. So he plugs it in on the TV on the counter, and it's facing the guy that works there. But it's also one of those DVDs that when you turn it on, it's got the bookmark saved from where
you last watched. Yeah.
So he turns it on, loud on the telly. He says everyone in the store could hear him. Oh, do my ass, get deeper, fuck me in my ass.
Oh,
and he just quickly turns
it
off, takes it out. He says to him, you might probably want to keep that, mate. And it's there.
Oh, no.
And then he goes back in the back room to get the cash for his DVD player. So my mate stood there, and everybody's turned to look at him. And it's just like, just looking at the floor, and
oh,
give him his money. He's like, yeah, thanks for that. And then walks out.
Beautiful.
That's horrendous, man.
Lovely.
Oh, okay. You should know.
Yeah, you do check those kind of things, don't you? It's like when you go to trade in your old games, and you know, most
you
men...
You check your game's still there.
Yeah, because most men, like, well, I know I do. It's like, you know, you've got to use your Xbox or your PlayStation 3 or anything else, you know, to play DVDs as well as your games and stuff. And so I've constantly got a stack of CDs that I've got out of the box
side, that I haven't put away yet.
So, stop fighting, kids. Having a bit of a ruckus in the studio.
Sorry.
And yeah, and it's like I'm always mixing up, like, you know, porn, DVDs, CDs, games and shit. More porn into all the things. So when I go and trade them in, I'm like, right, make sure I don't leave my porn in there. But Soggy didn't quite do that.
No, obviously not.
That's nothing worse. But he bought it on himself then, didn't he? I've got no sympathy for the guy.
Hello there, listeners. Don't be afraid to clog up our mailbag. Drop us a line at dirtykong@live.co.uk or, alternatively, send us a message on our forum at dirtykong.forummotion.com. Remember, it's wrong like Dirty Kong.
And we're back.
We're back. And bad news. Splurge has fucked off.
Gutted.
Yeah, he's left our company.
He had to wuss out and leave the studio.
Yeah. I think somebody had found his balls because he's been missing them for years, hasn't he?
Yeah,
walking around as a ballless man, and somebody's found a couple.
He kept saying something about a goat. I'm not sure what he was on about.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that. That compiles into a story I've got later on.
Really?
Goats.
But we'll leave that for a bit later.
Is that why he was busy last weekend?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So Splurge isn't here with us, but we're gonna soldier on through anyway.
Yeah.
Try our best. This episode seems to run a really long time.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel that?
It's funny that.
It's almost like we've been to sleep. And stuff.
Yeah. It's like almost days
have passed. Anyway.
Not that we're not enjoying it.
Oh no, definitely. I'm loving it. Are you gonna open that can? There you go. Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
So
was his kind of extra light shandy.
Yes. It's not even shandy, it's Caliber. Yes. Bit of Caliber.
Caliber,
non-alcohol beer.
I've
never had it.
Christ.
Is that any good? I'm surprised you've
had it. It's absolutely lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
Mind you, I think the only people...
Or the nasty taste of lager without the hangover or the fun of being pissed.
Yeah. I think you're only allowed to drink that if you've got a vagina. I'm pretty sure.
I think when
you go up to when you go up to the store to buy it, you know, you got to hoik up your skirt and show me fanny. Because if you're buying non-alcoholic beer, you're obviously not a man.
I like hoik.
Hoik. I know. I was thinking that. I was like, hoik it up.
What if you're hermaphrodite? Hermaphrodite.
I don't know. Well,
dietic. Hermaphroditic. I don't know.
You've always got to complicate things, haven't you, Dave?
I know. But you love the complications, baby.
No, I don't. No, you do. It makes me unable to perform in bed. It frustrates me.
You complicate my world.
It's like, you know, I'll just be like, you know, doing the dirty on a bird. I'll be like, what was Dave saying? I can't even work that out. That's right. And then I just lose my boner. And then that's the end of that.
That's not the word for squelch that David used. What was Squamous again?
Squamous.
I can still remember. I'll never forget.
I can't even remember that far back. No, I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
That was time ago.
Yeah.
Episode 2?
Yes, it was the dawn of Dirty Kong.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
The awful, disgusting episodes that we did.
We tried to forget those dark days, didn't we?
I'm going to take them off the posting, I think, definitely. So who's got the next story, guys?
I don't know. Who wants to go next?
Is that you two?
Oh, if you want, I'll go if you want.
Go.
You throw down.
This was quite a while ago. I was quite daft. And,
you always do that fucking... Nah, nah, nah. Nah. It's not fucking funny, John. Just piss off. Don't do it anymore.
Stop laughing.
When I was a wee
bit... When did I laugh?
Sorry, anyway, Dave. I think I was about 15. And I come home from school. And I thought I'd have some toast. It tied me over till tea because my mum was at work, so I used to wait for mum to come home from tea. So I never got my tea till about 6. So I got home and I was like, I'm going to have some toast.
Yeah, toast.
And my mum's house, as you know, it's like Back to the Future house. It's all 50s.
Yeah.
And, well, obviously, because that's how I grew up. I forgot about that, obviously.
Yeah.
So I went back to school from after having a caning. And we had one of those old toasters, little 50-style ones, and you open the sides. And
It's
like you put the bread on the sides and you close it back up, but like the elements are in the centre.
Yeah.
And they're exposed.
The eating bits are in the centre. Yeah.
Remember that. They're exposed. And anyway, I turn it on, I put my bread in, and you have to keep checking. There's no timer on it. You have to check for your toast. You have to do this stuff for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I open it up, and the bread's not even starting to go hard.
It's not even
warm. I look at the elements, and they're not red. And so I'm like, I've got my knife in my hand.
Yeah.
And I go to touch it, and I think, oh, wait a minute. That would be very daft.
Sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. So I put the knife down, and I put my hand next to the side of it to see if it's warm.
Yeah.
And it's not warm. So I'm like, oh, there's no electric going through the elements.
Yeah.
And obviously, there wasn't all the electric going through the element. But at this point, I thought, oh, I'll touch it. I'm not sure what for. I don't know why that's going to help. But I touched it, and my arm just shot back, and I did a full proper 360, still standing, because some of the electric wasn't there. And my arm was just shaking for like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Nice. I think that is the most insanely stupid thing I've ever done in my life, because if there was, I don't know how much more current, but there's potential there that there could have been enough current running through that to kill me.
Basically, you was touching the electricity that came from the national grid.
Yeah.
You was hooked up to the national
grid. I was touching Satan's testicles and seeing if it was going to bite my head off. And in the end, he just gave me a slap, you know what I mean?
did N-Power give you did they give you a bill for, you know, you touched the toaster, you know?
Oh, I charged my Game Boy off it. I just stuck the plug straight into my arm.
The original Game Boy.
Sorry.
That's very nice electrocution story there.
Thank you.
But I was bringing it into the new century with my little
there's a lot of hand waving going on in the studio.
I was beatboxing because I am a rude person, man.
Rude person.
Yes.
I'm a rude child.
I am from the Bronx.
That's Jimmy Train, Bronx. The wigger from the Dirty Common Podcast.
Yes, I am a gangster person.
Have you got a story?
He is proper gangster.
I just did this. I did a daft thing when I was younger. I think I was only about 12 or 13. And my cousin lives on like the top of a hill. It's not like, it's like a street though. Yeah. It's not just like
just
a
single house.
There's a street on a hill, and he lives at the top of it. And he had a BMX. He just bought a BMX off a mate for like a fiver. And I was like, why is it that cheap? He's like, I don't know. So I was like, oh, can I have a go? He's like, yeah, go for it. And so, like, you know, I was kind of riding around, you know. And,
As you do
on a bike, you know, you don't push it. So then I thought, you know what, I'll go down the hill. Why not?
Makes
get
sense.
Some speed. And so I'm, you know, the worst of it was is that I started pedalling down this hill. It's not like I
like
just rolled.
Gravity wasn't giving you enough.
Yeah, I was, you know, I started pedalling down. And then another car was coming the other way. Pressed the brakes and they just clicked to the handlebars. I'm like, fuck. This is so bad. This is really, really, really bad.
The brake cabling? Could you?
No.
Is it, there's no cabling
there was actually,
at all.
I think they just like torn the cables off. Or, well, no, because I saw the cables, but
I was gonna say.
It must have just snapped from the, you know, the pads that you know clamp onto the back, onto the tires and that. And so I was just like, you know, instantly filling my, you know, my boxes with shepherd's pie. You know, it's this had bad news written all over it. And basically, I had to just like, you know, just ram my heels into the ground and stuff, and
hope for the best.
And yeah, but the thing is, it was weird because the. Like, if I didn't get the balance right, if I pressed too much on one heel, I'd scrape to the side. So it's like, I couldn't press down too hard because I'd madly swerve. I had to not brake as hard as I could, even though there was traffic coming the other way.
You had to hold back a bit, didn't you?
And it's like, and it was so weird because there was like a moment of clarity. You know, like when things get really fucked up?
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden, you can just go, boom, that's it. And it's like, you can think that, it's like you're in bullet time kind of thing. You think they're clear. And that's kind of what I did. And then I went into the back of a skip. So, you know, I think the bullet time ended.
Yeah.
But, you know, that could have been a hell of a lot worse. But that was, you know, that I was just like barreling down this hill.
Yeah, that's...
fuck knows how fast.
Staring death in the face.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, when you're really like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, I'd probably just ride it out. You know, you'd probably just think, fuck it. You know. I'll put my heels down a little bit, but I will just slowly stop.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, you're like, fuck, I need to stop because I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah. you know, if you're using a bike with no brakes. That's the thing that's running through your mind when you're a kid. So, yeah, and so I ended up just going into the back of a skip. And I actually did the whole, like, fell into it as well. I didn't go over the handlebars because I think I tried to turn.
Oh, yeah.
Like to go around it, and then I think I just like
you take the bike in with you. Like just lying on your back with the bike upside down, yeah. With one wheel spinning.
One wheel, yeah.
Anything interesting in the skit?
There's always some pointy stuff.
Pointy stuff. Oh,
bricks. So
nails, glass.
Yeah, that's. And in fact, actually, I should have learned my lesson because when I was even younger than that, I went to Lincoln. I've got some family over there, we always used to make the. What they're called, like the little go kart things that you make yourself, or what Americans would call a soapbox, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Basically, you get a crate, you put some pram wheels on it, then you go shit nuts down the hill kind of thing. But what we did, we tried to make it more elaborate. So it's like we put like a frame on the back, so one person could sit down,
and
the other person could stand on the back and push, and it was good.
Oh yeah, you could like have chariots for that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool runnings.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're not Jamaican or black?
He
is black.
Oh shit.
Only when I want to be. I don't know. What?
penis.
Anyway, it was one of my cousin's mates.
Got a black penis.
That, he was sat in the front. Shut the fuck up, John. No one cares, actually, about what you think. And basically, we were just barreling down this hill. And he decided to swerve into a curb, which is fine for him because he was sat down. So he just kind of braced for impact and kind of just sat there.
Yeah.
But I went fucking flying.
Fucking hell.
And for some reason, I don't know why I didn't put my hands out to save my face. but it's almost like I had my hands in my pockets. Or something.
Oh, lovely.
And it's like, yeah, and I just went face first onto like fucking gravel onto the street.
Oh,
and I tell you what, you know, like Dark Knight, Scarface, Two-Face.
Yeah.
That's what I look like. I thought I'm not gonna go face first because I'd just grind my
nose down.
I'd look Chinese, and I didn't want that. Thought I'd turn my face to the side and at least get like a two-faced thing going on. But it literally was like that. All the fucking skin was off. You know, it was terrible.
Shit, man. Do you remember that time?
Wonder what that was about his face that I never liked. It's the lazy eyes girl.
And the sky. You remember that time you decided to throw the trolley into a curb that I was riding in when you said, "Oh, I'll push you, it'll be fine."
Outside
Julie's house. You don't remember that?
No, I remember
that, you cunt.
Dirt dish.
Those were the days.
Yeah. Kids don't do that shit anymore, do they?
What's that?
Kids don't.
They stab each other up and stab.
The what? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kidney shot.
Or they're having sex with each other or playing on Xbox.
That's it, yeah. Or getting Asbos and stealing. Stuff.
Talking about kids and stupid stories, we're in Elveston right now. But
we are.
My dad's mate was walking through Elveston, and he's like 42.
Would this be a friend of a friend?
A friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend.
And he was walking down the road, and he walked past a gang of youths, and he was wearing purple trainers. I think that's right, purple. And somebody says, "Get out of here with them trainers. Get out of Elveston." The guy lives in Elveston. And he's like, "What you mean?" He says, "You're wearing Allington colours, we'll shank you." And he's like, "Dude, like I give a shit about your silly little gang mentalities. I'm 42, I've lived here for longer than you've been fucking
alive.
Been able to shit yourself without having your bum wipe your arse, you know what I mean?"
Yeah.
We are recording this show live from the British ghetto.
We are, actually,
So
well, what passes for the ghetto in our place? Which isn't so much proper gangbangers as just twats thinking they're at.
Yeah, it's not so much boys in the hood as it is twats on the road.
Yeah,
it's just boys in hoods.
Boys, really. Yeah,
hoodies. Basically, yeah. It's not boys in the hood. It's just boys in the hoods.
Yeah, in their hoods.
But anyway, are we ready for our last feature of this episode?
You want me to pull out another Dangerous J?
Another Dangerous J, ladies and gentlemen.
Bringing that back.
We haven't had this since episode 2. So this will be our third edition.
It's a regular feature.
It only feels like a few weeks ago that I did my last one.
I know, time passes by.
Wow.
I think everybody out there, they're on tenderhooks now. Shall we? I'm really excited because I've rejigged a new thing for this. So should we play it?
Oh, you've never done me an intro.
I've done you an intro.
Oh, I'm touched. Oh.
Want to hear it?
You will be later.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
Cover your drinks, ladies. Put the kids to bed and lock up your daughters. It's Dangerous J.
Oh no! Wow, that's
beautiful.
No,
I enjoyed that.
That was ridiculous.
I hope that's not better than the story you're about to tell.
Yeah, I think you've. I've got to liven this bad boy up a bit. No. This week's or this month's Dangerous J is. Do you run a diesel? Lots of people are running diesels now because you know the economy. You know we're all going fucking shit nuts over petrol prices and stuff. So people are going over to diesel. And
bastards.
But now diesel's getting expensive, you know. I thought, what else can you run your car on?
Oh,
squirrels.
Well, I tried that and it didn't work.
Makes a good noise though, doesn't it?
But it does make a good noise, you know, 1,000 screams, you know, from little squirrels. what you can do, and this is tried and tested, like I say, every Dangerous J is tried and tested.
That's what I like to hear.
Go to a superstore, you know, a big superstore, and get one of the biggest bottles of vegetable oil you can find. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to burn it first. You've got to heat it up. Don't just stick it straight into your car, because it won't work. But boil it all up. It doesn't have to still be hot or anything. It just boil it once.
Right.
And then put it back into the when it's cooled, put it back into the plastic bottle. Go out to your car, fill it up, and just run your car, and it will run just like diesel. That is no word of a lie. It's
really?
Tried and tested, and yeah, I mean, because I was with the lad that did it, you know, we went to Asda or Sainsbury's or Tesco. We went to one of those large
Walmart.
It was Asda. And we bought like a big thing of sunflower oil. Vegetable oil. I don't know what it's, whether it would work with sunflower oil. Yeah, boiled it up, put it back in the bottle. And then what we did is we went to the petrol station, or the gas station. Put it back in the, and then we just got out. And all these people were like paying all this fucking money. For diesel.
Yeah.
And my mate just goes, oh, you lot.
Mugs.
I'm like, oh, fuck no. It's like, you're all fucking mugs. You know, you're filling up your car with diesel. Like, why don't you run it on this? And it just held up this big bottle of yellow stuff, which quite frankly looked like piss. And
imagine that.
And then we filled up his car. And boom, off we go. Smells a bit like chip fat. Your car will smell like a chip shop, you know, or fries. But yeah, it fucking works absolutely bob on.
Nice.
But if you don't trust, not put it, you know, if you want to put something that is diesel but cheaper, you know, you don't want to put anything that's not diesel in your car. What you need to do is you need to go to a farmer. Now, go to a farmer that's a bit down on his luck, you know. Not difficult to find, you know.
Predicted and.
You know, so just go to a farmer and. Because all farmers use like JCBs, the diggers, the you know, the tractors, the ploughs and all that kind of shit.
Okay.
So all diesel ran. But it would cost too much money to run all this stuff. You know, you can't exactly take a tractor down to the BP station and go and fill it up with diesel. And so what they do is they get an allowance from the government of diesel. That's just normal diesel that runs the same as everybody else, you know. But what they'll do is because, you know, they get this allocated allowance of diesel, and if they don't use it all, then they're supposed to tell the government, say, you know, I've still got this much left.
It, don't they?
And so you can maintain it and, you know, But what some farmers will do is they'll sell it on
the sly.
You know, on the sly, making a bit of quick money. But you know, government caught onto this, so the government started to dye the diesel red, and so you can get something called red diesel.
It works. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, red. Yeah. So.
Sounds like a fucking drink, doesn't it?
Red it does. Diesel. Yeah.
It sounds like an energy drink. Yeah. Like yeah. Red diesel sport.
Red diesel sport. Yeah. But yeah, so just go to a farmer, and most of them will just tell you to piss off. But if you just find the right one that don't mind making a little bit of extra money, you know, you just go and fill up on his pump, and it's like it's fucking half price or some shit like that. Basically, I think it's like because most of the money that you spend on petrol and diesel is mostly tax.
Yeah.
And so you know these farmers are getting like a real small tax amount.
Yeah.
You know, taxed on it like really, you know, in a small amount. Yeah. So yeah, so just fucking buy it off them. It's fucking brilliant.
And this doesn't damage a normal car then.
No, this is absolutely fine. I mean,
what if you, even if you've like run out of diesel first and then just put the oil in, do you not have to like try and
clean it,
run the engine through?
Well, yeah, that's what we did. Yeah, going back to the vegetable oil, yeah, we ran it till like it was pretty much nothing left, you know.
Obviously, the red diesel would just mix.
But the red diesel would just mix. So,
And also, you can ask farmers if you give them a tenner if you could fuck their sheep. That contribution.
That's true.
Yeah. Dave. You just go in the middle of the night. And you don't have to ask.
Yeah, but that's dishonest.
Yeah, I want to pay my way.
This is dangerous, Jay. This is an honest Jay.
Hey, I've got some amount of dignity. I've got definitely fuck a sheep. Yeah, fuck that, and I don't want to pay for it.
Bad up his ass.
12 o'clock ran. So that's it. Is that it for this week's dangerous
Jay? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'll work on another one. Hopefully it won't take so long to get another one out. I will
another
60
episodes.
Yeah, I mean, what I've done, I've done the shopping thing, then I've done the diesel thing, I did the speed traps. I've got to think of something else, haven't I?
There's plenty more out there, I think.
There is.
Helping society here.
How to beat the DNA test. That's what we need.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Oh, no. Urine test.
Oh, urine test.
I've got some DNA.
Yeah, you'd be all right with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't do drugs.
Well, you should do. You're missing out.
I know. That's another good tip. Do drugs. You're missing out, listeners.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole other world you're missing out on.
No, of course we don't. No, seriously, take drugs.
I do. Yeah. I take lots of drugs. I take something called Special K, which is coke and ketamine mixed together.
Oh, that's why I got it wrong. I just lost a bit of weight and could wear a red leotard when I was taking it. Damn! Oh, I knew I was fucking up somewhere.
Beautiful. So is that it then?
I think we're about done.
Yeah. Although,
something I've got to bring up. We have had one entry to our fart competition.
We have.
Yay! Yes. Already it's happening. See, people, they're after the gift bag. They want the prize
package.
That's
it, yeah.
Pubic hair. You know, contraceptives and a t-shirt, and you know, we're getting answers in already.
Yeah,
so piss in a bottle
and a gold bar. You will get a gold bar in your
yeah,
bag.
Gold bar,
a gold bar, a whole gold bar,
a whole gold bar. Yeah,
you've lost me.
No, trust us,
trust, yeah, a gold bar. Don't worry about it. You sort out your little fucking shirts, and I'll get you a gold bar. Dave knows what I'm talking about already.
I've seen this guy around the treasury, man. I know what he's up to.
So yeah,
are we gonna listen to this?
Yeah, I'm gonna play a sample. Oh, this is our first entry to our fart competition, and this is from Mike. Oh, so we're just gonna
no second
that now.
Names.
No second
that was nice.
So there you go, listeners. That's the sort of thing we're asking for. We just need
a fart.
Yeah, a fart, basically.
not a little like not a. You know, we need something with a bit of length. You know, something with guts.
We are looking for different tones so we can comprise the theme song. Yeah,
but
long ones, short ones. You know,
vibrato or solid sound. Just send in the fart.
Yeah,
there we go. And you could be a lucky winner of the Digit Kong prize package.
If you're included in
the actual song.
Intro song.
Yeah, if you're not in it, you're not winning it. You know.
Mike has not necessarily won. He is merely the first to enter.
So if we don't get any other entries, it's just we're just gonna get a lot.
I am actually surprised that Splurge hasn't sent us one. Oh, that probably be the first one.
Yeah. I'm pretty surprised we haven't got like 10 different ones coming. I sat at home one day and thought, oh, I'm bored. Shall I wank? Oh no, I wanked a bit 10 minutes ago.
So what's I'll the email sit there and anyway,
fart myself for a while. If you want to email it in, you can email it into dirtykong@live.co.uk.
Brilliant. And you know, you can access or send us a comment on our forum off our webpage, which is www.dirtykong.co.uk.
But I still think the easiest way is just look for us on Facebook. Just enter it in.
Yeah, Facebook.
And just drop us a line and we'll
MySpace,
get back to you.
Twitter. We're on them all.
MySpace. Yeah. MySpace is for fags.
Bookface. Oh, I wanted to invent a game called Freight for Facebook where you have to go around and actually rape people.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Frape the game. Frape. Because it's on Facebook, it's called Frape.
Frape, yeah.
I don't know if I can see that taking off.
I don't think it can either. I can see it getting taken off as soon as it's put on.
Yeah.
And I could see me entering litigation.
So, I think that's it for this episode.
I think that's about it.
Our embarrassing stories. Maybe we'll do another embarrassing story sometime.
Well, there's more stupidity, wasn't it? We've done embarrassing.
We can have Splurge on again and do another. Every episode with Splurge is a stupid story. So,
yeah.
I think next week's going to be another filler, and then the week after that is our taboo episode, isn't it?
Don't say filler. It makes it sound like it's just a.
There's no filler. It's all killer. No filler, all killer.
That's it. It's another exciting new episode of Dirty Kong.
Yeah!
Make sure you tune in or
you would miss out on some of the best shit you've heard in your life.
That's a goodbye from me, John Boy. That's good though, I like that.
And me, the old Von Noggy.
And on behalf of Splurge as well, it's goodbye from him and goodbye from me, JT.
Thank you, awesome, great!
Goodbye! Bye.